It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and I have a couple of guests today. Mary Lee Nielsen and Sandy Hansen are with us today. Thanks so much for joining us, ladies, on the show.
Thank you, Steve.
World War II Heritage City, Valley City, and we're excited about it. The only one here in North Dakota. And you have received a few grants to, as they say, get the word across and to get the focus across of this wonderful World War II Heritage City. Mary, I'll let you take the lead and give us a little update on it.
Yes, Steve, we have received some wonderful grants, over $94,000 worth of grants to do what we want to do, to tell everyone about what Valley City did during the World War II effort.
Yeah.
And so we got grants from the National Park Service, who gave us the designation of World War II Heritage City. We got a food and beverage grant from the city to help us out. Valley City Tourism is also going to help us advertise through a billboard. Beck gave us a grant, the Eagles Club. And our latest grant was from the North Dakota Department of Commerce, the Tourism Division.
Yeah.
And so we got things to show you and tell you about.
That's great. It's quite a trail. And Sandy, you've been involved with this from the beginning, right?
Well, yes, as a member of the Barnes County Historical Society Board, yeah.
And it's kind of a trail, right, that we've set up throughout the city. If people are just kind of listening to this broadcast for the first time, we've talked about it before, but give us a little idea of what people can expect.
Yeah, we have ten stops along the trail. And, well, we're going to be putting out a brochure and all this type of thing to get you there, too. But some of these stops have already been there. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, we have you stopping at Chautauqua Park because it talks about our home guard guarding the Highline Bridge.
Yeah.
And so that's one of our stops. But we tell such great stories at each stop. You know, and Sandy just enhanced everything by finding she and Wes working to dig up the history and the background, and she did the graphics. I mean, it takes so many people. Couldn't do it without Louis Leggy, who's going to install all of them. Mm-hmm. And you know,
yeah.
And so I mean, it takes a lot of people to do this, but we're going to tell you all about it. And this trail, we thought, you know, with the bridge tour, and so many things on the bridge tour coincide with the World War II heritage.
Mm-hmm.
And so you might see when you go along the trail that there are places that have duplicates, but the kiosks are two totally different things. You know, one's about more of the history of Valley City per se on the bridge tour, and the heritage trail is all about Valley City in the World War II effort.
And when is the trail going to be complete? In the summer, spring, or what are you kind of looking at a time frame of that?
Well, it could be all put up before the snow flies,
okay,
part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But then we added another grant to it to add a talking trail
it
also. So because we knew that looking at, even though we have so much great information on each one of those panels, that there's more stories we want to tell. And so not only can you go to the museum and find more stories, but we're going to do a talking trail that, you know, enhances the trail that you've seen. And the talking trail will also include the bridge tour and up at Medicine Will Park.
Oh,
and
okay.
So our talking tour is expanded.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Sandy, anything that you want to add to this process? It's been fun, hasn't it?
It has been fun. It's been a long trail. And originally did this grant application back in, our deadline was the end of May of 2024.
Okay.
And then we didn't know whether we actually received the designation until September of 2024. And then we as a board, I mean, we did this on our own through somebody that contacted Wes and sent him this application. And as a board, we put all the information together and put it forward. So when we actually did receive the designation, we were kind of flummoxed as how to proceed forward.
Yeah.
So luckily, we got the tourism and Mary Lee involved and have really put together something that I think the community will find special.
Now, I've had some 10-year-old boys ask me, Mary Lee, where were the machine gun nests? They want to know where those placements were.
Well, you know,
you know, boys will be curious.
Yeah, I know. But that's why you should go to the museum, because Bill Cochran has built in
he did,
on the Highline, the railroad track in the museum. He has built in by the High Line Bridge where those nests were.
Okay.
And so that's the best way to go look at them.
And that's in the museum right now. Yeah, Bill has done wonderful with the painting and the mural. Talk a little bit about Bill and all he's done.
And first of all, we have to so thank the Saylor family for allowing us to put the mural on their building, because it really does. When you turn up north on Central Avenue, you can see that mural, you know, and just being able to use that building was great. And Bill Cochran, you know, took it on, because if you look on there, it's kind of a wavy wall because it has some foam stuff on it.
Yep.
And he worked through all that, and even it's still wavy, but you can't tell that by his painting. Yep. He is an artist and has made such a difference, you know, in many ways at the museum.
All right. Mm-hmm. Very good. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, yes, we have something coming up.
Okay.
Yes, on November 20th, we'll have kind of a sneak peek, an open house at the museum from 5 to 8:30 p.m. It also includes the 7 p.m. lecture program that we always have each month.
Mm-hmm.
We have 10 panels inside the museum that will be permanent, and we'll be there to explain them. I'll have people look at them. They'll also be able to see in the museum copies of the panels that will be out and about in the community. And so they can have a look at them and learn some stories. They might, you know, I'm sure some of the stories are familiar, but some of them will be new to them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so exciting. Yeah. I mean, I can see this as such a teaching tool in so many ways, too. So we were so excited when they came in yesterday. The panels came in. And so we had kind of a grand opening ourselves, didn't we?
Yes.
Opening cardboard boxes.
Right? But opening up and it was fun. I have a picture of Sandy. You should see her face. It's like, oh, yes, they turned out okay.
I was worried.
They're outstanding. People will enjoy them. And they're not a typical trail in that, like on our scenic byway, you look at those things, and we have the 333 rule where you look at the 3 seconds, you can see what the topic is, and the whole thing is done in 3 minutes. Not going to happen on these.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, history buffs want a little more of the rest of the story. So there's a lot more reading on the Heritage Trail.
Okay. Well, that's nice. And this will be great for school classes. I mean, I can't imagine of all school districts that come to Valley City to do school tours.
Yes.
This will be just wonderful piece, another tool for the field trip, as they say. All right. Anything else we forgot to mention before we let you go today?
Okay, looking.
Once again, November 20th, it's an open house for the entire community and anybody else. We'll be sending out special invitations to those who have helped us on this effort, and we hope to see everybody there.
Right, because
At the museum.
Yes, and I just have to give a shout-out to the places that allowed us to put our interpretive panels: Valley City State, Mercy Hospital, the city at Old Mill, the Old Armory.
St. Catharines.
So, I mean, these are all over. And so thank you to all those entities that allowed us to be part of the Heritage Trail on their property.
Mary and Sandy, what an incredible opportunity this project has been to allow veterans, all veterans, and all of us to pay respects to our ancestors of the Barnes County community for their incredible efforts to help win a war on the other side of the world. It was inspiring to see what can be done. Now, here's just a few of those items. Company G of the 164th Infantry American Division was the first American Army unit to engage the Japanese on the offensive during World War II and distinguished themselves at Guadalcanal and Bougainville. And Battery D of the 188th Field Artillery, which served in Europe as part of D-Day in the Battle of the Bulge and the liberation of Nordhausen concentration camp. Local businessman Hermann Stern used his own money and influence to help bring more than 120 German Jews to America. And VCSU hosted the Navy's V-12 program for training deck officers when the Navy needed facilities. The college was also a hub for many women to join the military directly in all branches. Mercy Hospital partnered with a college at that time to create the Cadet Nurse Corps, training young women to become nurses to help with the war effort. And Home Guard Company F was the first unit of its kind in the state, comprised of local volunteers assembled to protect the Highline Bridge from enemy sabotage. And the Sisters of Mary of the Presentation, who founded Maryvale Convent on the outskirts of Valley City, had its mother convent in Nazi-occupied France. Now, many of those nuns who lived at Maryvale were POWs during the duration of the war. And Dr. Clifford John Klein, a former resident of Valley City, worked on the Manhattan Project, and singer Peggy Lee was active in the USO. And sculptor Paul Feldy of VCSU created a bust of President Abraham Lincoln that was gifted to Norway and became a site of silent anti-Nazi protests during the war. A replica of that bust is now on display at the VCSU campus, just a remembrance of the local veterans who gave all in World War II. Now keep in mind, the open house at the Barnes County Museum, calling the sneak peek of the World War II American Heritage City, it'll be held on Thursday, November 20th, from 5 to 8:30, the program starting at 7 o'clock. So come and see why our National Park Service chose Valley City to represent North Dakota in their nationwide American World War II Heritage City program. That's our Voice of the Valley for today.